This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. 16 people have drowned on Colorado's waterways so far this year. Here's CPR's Tina Sieg.
According to Colorado Parks and Wildlife, the most recent drownings include a woman who hit debris while paddleboarding on the Colorado River in Grand Junction and a man who fell into the Roaring Fork near Aspen. John Livingston is with CPW and says wearing a life jacket is always vital, especially in cold water.
Just one little instance can change, and it can, you know, lead to a dangerous situation.
And Livingston says increased runoff from warmer weather and last month's snowstorms have only increased that danger. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A Colorado-based organization opposing abortion is eagerly awaiting a U.S. Supreme Court decision that could undo Roe v. Wade and abortion access across the country. Jim Daly is president of Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs.
If it goes that direction, it's a celebration at one level, but it's only the beginning.
Daly says if Roe is overturned, his organization will help lead efforts to limit or ban abortion access at both the state and federal level. At the end of a weekend full of events for Juneteenth, one organizer says there is still work to be done. Norman Harris is with Juneteenth Music Festival. He says he's happy that Colorado has finally recognized the end of slavery in the U.S. as an official holiday.
What I also believe we should be focusing on is reflection and atonement, but that needs to happen across all communities. And when I say that, we as the Black community have the opportunity to define this holiday.
There's more from this weekend's Juneteenth celebrations at CPR.org. Today is the official public holiday. A lot of government offices are closed today. This is CPR News and KRCC.